From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, first turkey, then shopping. How North Texans are prepping for Black Friday. We'll start with a look at what's going to be a pretty gray holiday weekend. The clouds are gathering, and with a high of 75 degrees today, it certainly doesn't feel like Thanksgiving yet. Matt Bishop of the National Weather Service says that'll change when Arctic cold starts pouring into Texas tomorrow evening.
The temperatures, you know, were kind of warm today and tomorrow, and then we will cool off quickly on Friday as a strong cold front moves through. There will be some flood potential. Some locally heavy rain will be a good possibility. The highest rain totals will probably be up along the Red River. It does look like we're going to see some wintry precipitation in the Panhandle.
There's even an ice storm warning out for Amarillo. Things won't be quite so dangerous in Dallas-Fort Worth, where temperatures shouldn't drop below the 40s. The entire region is under a flash flood watch, with 3 to 7 inches of rain expected by Monday morning. One thing's being served up at the Thanksgiving table tomorrow that can make or break the holiday spirit. Conversation. Two of KERA's interns, Braylon Becton and Natalie Kalmunkun, ventured out to Clyde Warren Park in Dallas to see what people think about their Turkey Day get-together and what it may sound like this year.
My name is Andrea, and I live in Las Colinas. This will be the first year that I actually bring a boo home with me for Thanksgiving, so make him get outside his comfort zone a little bit. He actually just learned how to play dominoes really well, so we'll challenge whoever in the house to play some bones with us, and we're going to kick some butt during dominoes.
Hi, I'm Sheila, and I'm from Capel. The adults split into, like, one section, and the kids split into the other. But right now I'm 19, and I still feel like I'm always with the kids. So, I mean, the kids just talk about kids' stuff, like games and movies and stuff. But I feel like when I go to the parents, they talk about, like, marriage and stuff like that. Sometimes they're like, you know, oh, when you get married, and I'm like, oh, God, no thanks.
My name is Johnny Bonner. I'm a Dallas native. I had a friend of mine that her sister passed last Monday. I didn't get a chance to attend the funeral. I got a few days off for Thanksgiving, and I thought we would spend it with her, brighten her days up for Thanksgiving. Sometimes we go down memory lane, talk about old times and stuff like that, and then we'll talk about, you know, some of the current things that are going on. And being thankful for one another and thankful for, you know, for that day, for having just see another day.
Now, for a lot of folks, what comes after the turkey and the football is shopping. KERA's Christopher Connolly stopped in Sundance Square in downtown Fort Worth to check how folks are planning for Black Friday.
When you start talking holiday shopping strategies, you see how differently we all do things. Take Patty Miller. She's old school. The retiree does all her shopping in person, nothing online. She plans ahead, goes with friends when she can, and she thinks Thanksgiving weekend should not be about Christmas shopping.
Absolutely not. Totally avoid. I think family is so important. In fact, I kind of blackball the places that open on Thursday.
You won't find Fort Worth's Jacqueline Wilson shopping on Black Friday either. That's because she'll be at work at 5 in the morning at an Ulta cosmetics store.
Oh my gosh, they line up before we even open, so apparently makeup and hairspray is a big deal.
Wilson is a deal seeker. She is highly organized and methodical. She works in retail, so she knows she's not always getting the best savings at this time of year. So she starts her holiday buying early, like really early, even in the summertime.
I like to shop ahead of time, and I like to use coupons and online shopping. So whatever the best deal is, I'm going to snatch it up.
Retails over the last couple of years had struggled so much that you can find, you know, deep discounts all throughout the year. So no longer do consumers have to wait to those, you know, sort of special big days anymore.
Gene Monticelli is with Deloitte Consulting, which released the results of its annual survey about holiday shopping this week. He says North Texans are savvy shoppers, but also a bit traditional. They use the web to compare prices to find the best deals, but most like to buy in person.
We use it largely for a research item, our tool, and then still like to go into the store to buy and collect our goods in person.
Monticelli says North Texans plan to spend about 13% more on average this year than they did last year. We're pretty optimistic about the economy, he says, more than the national average. Back at Sundance Square, Peter Adams says he is one that is planning to buy more this year. That is, when he gets around to shopping. His style, procrastinate until the last minute, then go to the store and trust his instincts.
You know, I like to see, be able to see it, touch it, feel it. I'm that type of person, and I never make up a list or anything. I kind of go with the flow.
Adam says he will start shopping in due time. He's still waiting on his 8-year-old's wish list. Like father, like son, it seems. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Political satire often doesn't age well. In a few years, what were hot topics, the Kenneth Starr Report, the Hanging Chad, fade from headlines and memories. That's the danger facing Kitchen Dog Theater, which is presenting the regional premiere of the political satire, The Totalitarians. KERA's Jerome Weeks has this review of the show.
Every so often, Kitchen Dog Theater finds a play with a role that unleashes Tina Parker. Parker is the company's co-artistic director, and when she goes crazy cakes on stage as a political candidate, it's a theatrical event.
These are bad, bad times. So frippin' bad that even the rights we thought were inalienable are under a full assault.
Parker can certainly play mousy little characters. She was Attorney Saul Goodman's secretary on TV's Breaking Bad. But on stage, Parker is a big presence. And when her characters are equipped with tiny brains, she has zero inhibitions about turning them into a 10-car pileup. In Kitchen Dog's new production, The Totalitarians, Parker plays a former roller derby queen in Nebraska. She's running for lieutenant governor. Her family life's a mess. She's completely unqualified. But she can deliver hilarious, angry gibberish with complete conviction.
Life is under attack. Murderers, viruses, avoidable accidents. And of course, I don't think my opponent, with his bulletproof Cadillacs and access to medicine, really understands how we could all die. Just like that, I understand, because I, Penelope Easter, will fight for your life. Will you fight for mine?
As one character asks, what does any of that even mean? Well, what it means is Penelope Easter can channel people's resentments and fears. She can't articulate any of them, but who cares? As a candidate, that only makes her more, quote-unquote, authentic. It's too bad Penelope isn't the main character in The Totalitarians. That would be her campaign manager, Francine, played by Leah Spillman. Francine knows Penelope's stupid, but Francine's desperate to prove she can run a winning campaign. Francine's husband, on the other hand, played by Max Hartman, fears Francine is helping to elect someone who'd actually be dangerous if she gets into office. He's been listening to a young patient of his, named Ben, played by Drew Wall. If Penelope represents one political extreme, let's call her the conservative heartland outsider, then Ben's her opposite number. He's the bitter liberal cynic who pushes his distrust of corporate money into paranoid conspiracies.
A secret, well-stocked militia is quietly being trained in an underground base in Broken Bow, and then after the next election, when everything is in place, boom! Checks and balances gone! Government, money, mines, material objects, everything under control. Nebraska overnight will become a totalitarian regime.
Unfortunately, The Totalitarians, like so many American political satires, ends up declaring a pox on both sides, as if they were somehow equal. Ultimately, playwright Peter Sin Nachtrieb wants to position Francine and her husband in the middle somewhere. They're a kind of small counterweight to all the raging rhetoric flying around. But exactly what the married couple are supposed to represent is never clear. It's a muddle, but director Christopher Carlos keeps The Totalitarians running as a loud, dark farce. And as long as Tina Parker's on stage, we don't care too much about the rest. Many real-life campaigns and their media coverage have turned our electoral politics into the Great American Carnival. Unlike them, Tina Parker is a train wreck, who's fun to watch. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Kitchen Dog Theater has moved to a new space called the Green Zone in the Design District. The Totalitarians runs there through December 19th. Get ready for cold and wet this Thanksgiving weekend, but tomorrow is going to be okay. Mild temperatures, cold on Friday. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.